KD Country 94 weather.
Does your vehicle have a leak, squeak, or rattle? Is there an annoying warning light shining at you from the dash? I'm Elijah at Kiefer Brothers Automotive in Beloit. If you have an automotive issue, don't just live with it because you're afraid of what it might cost to get it fixed. We offer a 15-minute no-wrench inspection for free, so you can get a professional opinion about your problem without spending a dime. Call or stop by today. We're happy to take a look at almost anything for free. That's Kiefer Brothers Automotive just south of the courthouse in Beloit and online at kieferbrothers.com.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. Mainly clear skies this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 62. Southwest winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, lows level off around 34. High of 44. Tomorrow, cloudy. High of 32. Friday, under cloudy skies. 30. Saturday, chance for snow. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KD Country 94. Currently, it's 50.
Don't miss savings now at the Tuesday Kier Stripway, downtown Mankato. In the meat department, they have best choice turkeys frozen for $1.60 down a pound. It's now the Tuesday Kier Stripway, downtown Mankato.
The news this hour is brought to you by Anderson Insurance Agency. They do farm, home, auto, life, and crop insurance. Stop by and see Matt and Becky, 118 North Mill in Beloit, or call them at 738-5701.
Keeping you informed, this is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
AAA estimates that more than 584,000 Kansans will be among the 55.4 million Americans who will travel 50 miles or more away from home over the long Thanksgiving holiday weekend, an increase of 2% compared to last year's Thanksgiving travel. Consistent with most travel holidays, nearly 9 in 10 travelers, or about 523,000 Kansans, will be driving to their Thanksgiving holiday destinations. The number of road travelers is slightly more than last year, and those drivers will feel less pain at the pumps during their road trip fill-ups. As the good news is that drivers will be seeing the cheapest gas prices since January of 2023. Kansas's average price for a gallon of gas is about 30 cents less than it was a year ago. Drivers can find current gas prices and shop for the best price along their route using the AAA TripTick Travel Planner or AAA mobile app. It is expected that today, Wednesday, November 22nd, to be the busiest day on the roads during the Thanksgiving holiday travel period, with average travel times as high as 80% over normal in some metro areas. It's recommended leaving in the morning or after 6 p.m. to avoid the heaviest holiday congestion. Highways will also be crowded the Sunday after Thanksgiving as many travelers return home. Flights and airports will be packed this holiday season. AAA is projecting about 32,000 Kansas residents will take to the skies over the Thanksgiving travel period, representing a 6% jump compared to last year. Nationwide, 4.7 million Americans will travel by air this holiday. And there are other modes of transportation that will see the biggest jump for this year's Thanksgiving travel. AAA is projecting that about 32,000 Kansans will travel by cruise, bus, train, or some other mode of transportation over the holiday period, an increase of 16% over last year. To read more about that story and to make sure that your vehicle is winter weather ready and ready for the holiday travel, visit our website, kdcountry94.com. Today's community calendar is brought to you by Heart Choices Pregnancy and Parenting Resource Center, offering free pregnancy tests, pregnancy counseling, and parenting classes at 6th and Independence in Beloit and their satellite locations in Concordia, Osborne, and Smith Center. You can call 738-3433 for an appointment or check them out at their website, heartchoicesbeloit.com. The Angel Tree Program, a cooperative effort of the Beloit Ministerial Association and First Bank of Beloit, is now underway. Interested donors may select an angel from the tree located at the First Bank of Beloit to provide children under the age of 18 still attending school from qualifying families with gifts of clothing and toys and a holiday meal food box from the food pantry for the holidays. Gift purchases should be returned to First Bank by December 8th. Gifts will be distributed by BMA members and representatives of St. John's High School and Beloit High School student councils. Please keep checking the Angel Tree until December 8th in the event new angels are added. Are you covered? Marketplace Health Insurance open enrollment going on now through January 15th. Sign up for 2024 coverage and explore your options, which Mitchell County Hospital Health System certified application counselor Connie Tyler. This service is free of charge. Call 738-9202. Christmas in Mankato taking place this Friday, November the 24th, Commercial Street and City Park there in Mankato. Schedule events, shopping from 3 to 5:30 this Friday, 4 o'clock a movie at the Ute Theater, 5:30 Fala Food Court, free lighted carriage rides, North Pole Post Office, 6 o'clock reading a Polar Express, 6:30 Santa and Mrs. Claus arrive, stocking stroll, and at 7:45 Santa Serenade to the park for Mankato Christmas tree lighting. That's all coming up this Friday, Christmas in Mankato. That's the news this hour. For the latest local news information, visit our website 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, kdcountry94.com. And don't forget to download the free KD Country 94 app on your smartphone.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
And Marquette comes down with a rebound, and they'll dribble out the final 10 seconds. Their first win over Kansas in the last five meetings comes in convincing fashion. 73-59, Marquette, ranked fourth in the country, could be headed to number one. They're going to take on number two Purdue after defeating the top-ranked Jayhawks here tonight.
Well, more on KU's loss in Maui coming up in this sportscast. We also take a look at local sports as the KBCA and KWCA rankings for preseason are out. And the newest college football playoff rankings as well. It's all coming up in this sportscast on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. You know, local sports, the Kansas Basketball Coaches Association with their preseason rankings out in Class 3A Boys. Boyd starts the season number 8. Also from the area in 1A Division 1, Sylvan Lucas number 5, Osborne number 7. 1A Division 2, Boys St. John's Tipton starts the season at number 6. The St. John's Tipton girls start the season at number 4 in 1A Division 2. And the Smith Center Lady Red are number 9 in the opening 2A girls rankings from the Kansas Basketball Coaches Association. Kansas Wrestling Coaches Association in Class 3-2-1A. Brogan Monty won a state championship last year for Boyd, and he starts at 113 pounds as the number 1 ranked wrestler in the state. Eli Franklin of Smith Center at 215 is number 1, also a defending state champion. Luke Franklin of Smith Center, the fifth spot, 190 pounds. You can find the full rankings for the KBCA and KWCA at ncksports.com. Well, as heard moments ago, the top-ranked KU men's basketball team suffered a 73-59 loss to number 4 Marquette in the semifinals of the Maui Invitational in Honolulu Tuesday night. With a 19-16 lead, 13:26 to go in the first half, Marquette went on an 8-0 run to lead by 11 just past the halfway mark of the first half. Golden Eagles took a 38-28 lead into the locker room. KU got within 40-32 early in the second half, but Marquette went on a 9-0 run to take a 17-point lead, which in essence put the game out of reach by the first media timeout of the second half, as the Jayhawks never closed the gap less than 9 the rest of the way. Kevin McCullough had 24 points and 8 boards. Hunter Dickinson had 13 and 8 as well. No other KU players scored more than 5 points on the night. KU coach Bill Self on the struggles from his team against a very good Golden Eagle squad.
What did we miss? Our first 5 or 6 free throws and layups, and we got sped up, and I think we lost our poise during stretches and tried to have, you know, 5 and 6 point plays, but they got a great team. That's as good a team. I told our guys, we may not play a better team this year. You know, Connecticut may be better, maybe Tennessee, but we may not play a better team than what we saw tonight, even in the NCAA tournament.
KU's now 4-1, while Marquette improved to 5-0 and moved to the championship game against Purdue. The second-ranked Boilermakers won 71-67 in a slugfest over number 7 Tennessee. That game featured a combined 51 fouls and 78 free throw attempts. Tennessee will be KU's opponent in the third-place game, which will take place this afternoon. It tips off at 1:30 between the Jayhawks and Vols. Fans can catch the game on Z96.3 through the Lake with pregame at 1 o'clock. Coming up tonight in college hoops as well, the 3-2 K-State Wildcats back home after a runner-up finish at the Bahamas Championship on Sunday. Wildcats are hosting 1-4 Central Arkansas at 7 o'clock on ESPN+. Finally, in sports, the newest college football playoff rankings were revealed on Tuesday night for the first time since the initial rankings. A new team is part of the top 4. Georgia State at number 1, followed by Ohio State at 2. Michigan number 3. After their win over number 11, Oregon State, Washington moved to number 4, while Florida State dropped to number 5 after beating FCS North Alabama this past weekend. All 5 of those teams are 11-0, but Michigan and Ohio State will sort themselves out when the two teams play this Saturday. From the Big 12, Texas number 7. Oklahoma checks in at number 13. Kansas State moved up to number 19. And Oklahoma's up to number 20. Also of note, Missouri is still at number 9. The full rankings can be seen at NCAA.com. That's a look at sports and your sports leader in North Central Kansas, KD Country 94 and Z96.3 through the Lake. Sportscast is brought to you by Zachary's Ace Hardware in Beloit. I'm Dusty Dinos.